You're listening to a message from Mercy Culture Church, home of Pastor Landon and Heather Schott in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information about Mercy Culture and ways that you can be a part of it, visit mercyculture.com.
Good morning, Mercy Culture. The vision of Mercy Culture is to take people from corporate encounters with God to daily personal encounters with God. And before I walked up, I just felt like that we were just supposed to just honor the presence of God. Have you felt just the tangible presence of God in here? Come on, would you just stand to your feet and just honor the presence of God? Come on, give Him the greatest hand praise that you possibly can. Come on, online campus, do it in your homes or wherever you're watching from. Come on, let's not get familiar with His beautiful presence. Lord, we honor You, we thank You, and dare we even ask You for more? Now you may be seated. At Mercy Culture, we are passionate about God encounters, and we want to help you connect with God like we do in a corporate setting every single day. We call them daily encounters, and we do it through our membership. But our membership is so much more than membership. It's really discipleship. We call it connect, and you can text the word connect to the number that comes on the screen, or you can go to mercyculture.com and hit that connect button. But it really isn't about membership. It's about helping people connect with God. So one of the disservices that we've done in the body of Christ is we've tried to make everyone connect with God the way the pastor does or leaders do. And the truth is that everybody connects with God differently. So when you go through MC Connect, you watch a few short videos, and then you take a Connect with God assessment. And this assessment will determine and help you find out how you best connect with God. So like Audra in that video, who connects with God through adoration or through worship, and every single day she finds herself in the holy place, we want you to be able to connect with God the way you best connect with God and find yourself in His tangible presence every single day. And so if you have not already done so, I'd encourage you to text Connect, go through MC Connect, or some of you that have started and haven't finished it, I encourage you, finish it, because you want to make sure that you take your relationship with God to the next level. Amen? Hey, next week is a really important week. You will not want to miss it in person. It is Vision Sunday. So we do this once a year. And next week, we'll be releasing to you all of the upcoming events, all of the big initiatives, where our next church plants are going to be, all the things that we've been praying about the last year holding, we're about ready to release to you guys. It's so exciting. Last year for Vision Sunday, I had so many people come up to me with tears in their eyes and tell them how impacted they were. And it was hard to process at first, because at first I was like, you're impacted by announcements? And that's not what it was, is people were hungry for vision. And so we're excited to share with you all of the vision that God has put in our hearts for this year that we're gonna be stewarding. And so don't miss next week, amen? Well, this morning is gonna be a unique service. I'm not gonna be preaching this morning. This morning we're gonna be ordaining pastors into ministry. And how many know when the Holy Spirit's here, there's ministry for everybody? So I want to let you know that we expand territory through ordination. The Lord spoke to us and said, this was the year of expanding territory. Turn to someone and say, expanding territory. Come on, turn to your second choice and say, we're expanding territory. The Lord said it was a 1 Chronicles 4:10 year, that this was a year that, oh, He would bless us indeed. Expand our territory, put His hand of favor upon us, and keep us from evil. This is the word that we're stewarding this year. I would encourage you to pray this every day over your life, over your family, over your ministry, that we are believing that this is a year that God will supernaturally expand territory. This is a supernatural prayer. We call it a Jabez prayer, but it's the prayer of supernatural. Why? Because what Jabez was really saying in this prayer is, Lord, I'm going to let You determine what the blessing is, and I'm going to let You determine my response to that blessing. This is a year that we're going to take territory by faith. So what is an ordination, and how does it expand territory? Ordination or ordaining is conferring holy orders on someone, or setting a place of designation, or to set them in an office. See, it's important that you understand that God calls and God qualifies. But there's a yes and amen when people enter full-time public ministry. And really what an ordination is it's a public endorsement to a personal life with the Lord. Everyone that we're ordaining today as pastors has already been operating as pastors and shepherd for some time now. But this is the moment that we are telling the world, we are publicly endorsing these leaders. It's similar to water baptism. Or before water baptism, you have already received Jesus. You've already encountered Jesus. But baptism is a public display or a public confession of your faith. What we're doing this morning is we are publicly confessing that Mercy Culture Church and the elders endorse and set in office these people as pastors. When we talk about pastors, we're talking about one of the five offices of full-time ministry. We call this the fivefold ministry. We find this in Ephesians 4:11, where it says, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds or pastors and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. So again, ordination is the public confirmation of the qualification of ministry. We see these qualifications in 1 Timothy chapter 3, and in Acts 6 and 3, it says, the people that were ordained were full of the Spirit and of wisdom. They were full of the Spirit and of wisdom. The individuals that we are going to be ordaining today, we believe are full of the Spirit and full of the wisdom of God. We believe that they have shown in their private lives, in their personal lives, and they have shown what it looks like to be shepherds of God's people. Now, I told you ordination expands territory, and I want to unpack that just a little bit. In Acts chapter 6, verse 3, where it talks about the people that they were ordaining were full of the Spirit and full of wisdom, the reason why that they were ordaining people in Acts chapter 6 is because in Acts chapter 2, 120 were in the upper room. The Holy Spirit poured out his Spirit onto men. Tongues of fire began to fall on them. They spoke in different tongues. And then Peter got up and said, this is the fulfillment of what the prophet Joel spoke about. Then after that, Peter started preaching boldly as the Spirit enabled them. The church started growing. It says, and daily people were added to the number. So the church started exploding. The church started thriving. And then the apostles found out that there were too many people and too many things that needed ministerial attention, and the apostles could not give their attention to those things. The disciples said, listen, it is our primary responsibility not to counsel people, not to do one-on-ones. It is our primary job to spend time with the Lord and minister to the gospel. That is the primary job of the apostolic ministry, to spend time with the Lord, hear the vision from God, and then go and minister to God's people and release that vision and that prophetic word. So there were so much needs that the people had, so many ministry opportunities. They said, we need more pastors. We need more leaders to do the work of the ministry. So they found these Spirit-filled people that were full of the wisdom of God, that were faithful. They ordained them into ministry. Watch what Acts 6 says. This is awesome. When they laid hands on them, Acts 6, verse 6, it says, they set them before the apostles. They prayed and laid their hands on them like we're going to do today. The word of God continued to increase. Someone say increase. And the number of disciples multiplied greatly. Someone say multiply greatly. Watch this. They ordained ministers, and then the ministry expanded territory. I believe prophetically what's going to happen today, as we add more pastors to the community of Mercy Culture Church, that we're going to see an expansion of supernatural ministry begin to take place as we follow the Book of Acts model in ordaining ministers into ministry. If you believe that, say amen. I'm going to invite the elders and some of the pastors that are asked to come up and join me on stage. We are going to pray and ordain a few individuals into ministry this morning. And I would encourage you that as we pray, be praying with us. Feel free as we pray, stretch your hands forward. Feel free to pray in the Holy Ghost. If you hear someone talking some weird gibberish next to you, it's okay. It's just the Holy Ghost. Nobody's prophesying in tongues. Nothing's out of order, okay? But we are coming together in faith as a family, and we're saying yes and amen to faithful individuals that we are installing into ministry today. Is this exciting? So we're gonna invite up Seth and Kaylee Morrow first. Seth and Kaylee Morrow. I have the elders just come and place this to lead around them. If you don't know Seth and Kaylee Morrow, Seth has been stewarding the online campus. Before that, he has stewarded everything in this church. And Kaylee is the leader behind MC Connect. And so she has led that ministry from the beginning of Mercy Culture. And she stewards the vision of this church probably more intimately than anyone else, where the responsibility of helping people go from corporate encounters with God to daily personal encounters with God. And we are so very proud of you guys. Heather, why don't you go ahead and just begin ministering?
So I just felt the Lord today over the pastors that are coming up tell me 2 Timothy 1:6. That he was to remind me to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. And Paul did this as he called and ordained men into leadership. Is part of the laying on of hands was to fan into flame the gifts that were already there and that were being released. And this morning, I felt the Lord speak so clearly to me. And some are gifts that are already there, but I feel that the Lord is saying that there is multiplication coming on the gifts that you have already walked in. And I believe that as we lay hands on you today, that authority is being released with the gifts that God has already placed in you. Kaylee, the Lord showed me a strong ministry to women in you. You are also the overseer of Mart, but it's going to a new level this year because I saw deliverance, healing, accountability, and ultimately I saw the Lord. There was a picture and image of you with a crown, and it said Proverbs 31 woman. And I saw women looking to you to see what it was to be a Proverbs 31 woman. They looked to you and they saw a woman that loved Jesus, that loved her husband, that loved her family, and obeyed the call of God that was on her life. And I saw you pastoring women, marriages, and families. There was a great wisdom, just like Landon already said, that was coming out of you. And the Lord said, with wisdom will also come the prophetic and words of knowledge. The Lord said, humility is key. And Seth, I saw you honoring your wife as she led and being an example to men and husbands on how to honor your wife as she led, as she taught, and as she pastored. Seth, I saw a strong gift of teaching on you as well as intercession. In fact, intercession was on the both of you, and I saw this picture as I prayed. And it was very similar to the video that played on the screen this morning of Audra and her children. I saw Sunny watching the both of you in intercession. And as she watched you intercede, a hunger developed in her for intercession. And the Lord said that over Sunny, this gift of intercession is an important gift for what she's called to. And as you intercede, you will, the Lord just put in the word nations. As you begin to intercede for the nations, as you begin to intercede for cities, as you begin to intercede for dominion and territory, I saw the authority, the vision, and the gift being handed down to Sunny. There's another level, the Lord said, of intercession that's coming on the both of you for what God is calling you to as leaders and as a family. And I heard the Lord say that the weight will never get heavy as you learn to release it through encounters and intercession with Him. He showed me Acts 20:28, Seth, for you. It says, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all of the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which He obtained with His blood. Seth, I saw this great trust and admiration from Jesus to you that He has entrusted you with His flock. That which He gave His life for, He trusts you with. Acts 14:22 says, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in faith, and saying that through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. I saw you both leading a charge, unaware of arrows flying. Not that you were unaware, but not. It didn't concern you. You didn't care. There was arrows flying around. There was war. There was tribulation, as the scripture just said. And you kept leading the charge forward. And the Lord said, this will happen through joy. Keep your joy, for it is a weapon of warfare. And when you feel it lacking, the Lord said that it is a sure sign of warfare against you, because He has given you the weapon of warfare of joy, says the Lord. And I declare over you, Kaylee, Proverbs 31:25-31, that you are clothed with strength and dignity. You can laugh at the days to come. You speak with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on your tongue. You watch over the affairs of your household, and it does not eat of the bread of idleness. Your children arise and will call you blessed, and so will your husband as he praises you. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all, Kaylee. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. This is you, and we honor you for all that your hands have done. And the Lord says, the works that bring you praise, it will happen at the city gate. So today I pray specifically to fan the gift of revelation and intercession. I fan the flame of revelation and intercession over the both of you today. I release it and I declare the flame that is within them, a burning flame, a wildfire of intercession and revelation. I speak to the wisdom and faith that is already within them. This gift, even towards marriages and women, I declare you will prophesy. You will bring words of knowledge. Also, there's a gift of teaching on you, Seth, that the Lord says you're going to grow supernaturally in this year. So today, Lord, I thank you that you have multiplied. You are multiplying the gifts that you have placed upon them. I bless them. I bless their marriage. I bless this ministry. And Lord, I declare that their eyes will always stay on you, Jesus.
Seth, I heard in my spirit, focused over you, like Peter walking on the water, but you are never distracted by the storms. It's funny, I saw that over a young man in worship today. I saw the gift of wisdom coming to you, and it came to you, I heard this, in measure. Measures. And when I was praying over you, I saw the woman with the prophet, and the prophet said, go get vessels. Not a few. And I saw wisdom coming to you because you were seeking it, like the woman with vessels, trying to get more oil. And as much as you desired, I saw that amount of wisdom coming for you. As much as you ask, I saw that amount of wisdom coming to you. I heard the Lord say, you're soon entering a season of fathering. This is a spiritual father. I saw you with spiritual sons all around you. When I was praying for you, I actually saw Papa James Orth. In the same way that he goes around and just gives words, I saw you going around like that, almost in like this casual manner. And I saw you releasing spiritual sons into ministry all around you. The next thing I saw is a tree. But it's funny, it was a coaching tree. And you see great coaches, and they're traced back to the originator of a coaching tree. And I saw that's what it's gonna be look like. That's what it's gonna look like with your spiritual sons and daughters in ministry. That they're gonna spread all over the nations. They're gonna spread to nations. And they're gonna be linked back. It's kind of like when you find a revival, but then next to a revival was one spiritual father that imparted something into a revivalist and imparted something into an intercessor and imparted something into this other ministry. And I saw this tree of ministry that was drawn back to you. I saw your legacy. It's not what you built, but what you built in others. Kaylee, I heard the word faithfulness over you. I heard this, you will be ruler over much because you have been faithful. You've only done what you've been asked to do, and you've done it with faithfulness. And I heard the Lord say, he's gonna make you ruler and responsible over much. I heard this in my spirit, much more, much more. I saw you writing other people's books. You were helping with other books in curriculum, but then you begin to write yours. And here's what I saw. I saw you with revelation of mysteries. In fact, even when I was praying for you, I saw my spiritual father, John Paul Jackson, and how he unpacked mysteries. And I saw you taking the complexities and difficult things and making them so simple. Topics that are difficult, but making them so easy so that people spiritually grew quick and strong. I also saw you designing. And I don't really know what all this was, but I saw you doing stuff with art and furniture, but it wasn't about art and furniture. As you designed atmospheres, those atmospheres minister. I submit this to you, to Heather, even Kaylee's voice in building the justice residences. I just saw that as I prayed. But there's something about atmospheres, and as you design in atmospheres, it will set the table for others' God encounters. And then I heard this in my spirit over the 8:30 as others were prophesying over you. I heard this is not your last ordination. So Lord, we declare right now, we declare that Seth and Kaylee, we install them into the office of pastor here at Mercy Culture Church. The elders say yes and amen, where you have been weighed and you have been proven and found ready. So Father, I declare right now, let their feet be standing on a firm foundation in you. I declare their shoulders are ready to carry your presence and everything that you have for them. I declare a hedge of protection around them, angels of war about them. Nothing could harm them. I declare the blessing of the Lord is on them. And so we declare right now, Seth, you are blessed. We set you in the pastoral. Kaylee, we bless you. We set you in the pastoral. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Can you let Seth and Kaylee Morrow know that you love them? We're going to invite Clay and Lindsay Ingram. A few of you know them. Clay and Lindsay oversaw our groups for a long time. I believe Lindsay still does. And now both of them oversee pastoral care at Mercy Culture Church. So I'm gonna let Heather begin to minister.
So I heard the Lord say over you and your family, you've entered a season of establishing legacy for your family's name and for your daughter's name. Nervous about saying this. I'm not sure if you wanted any more children or if you have considered adoption. This is the pastor's side of me. Pray about it because I kept as I prayed for you guys. In fact, this morning, Clay, I had a vision of you turning around and looking back and your hand going down and a little boy running up and grabbing your hand. And I heard the Lord say, a son of righteousness. Son of righteousness. Clay, what you have broken off in this last season, you haven't even begun to see the fruit of yet. The Lord says your mind is about to be blown. What you wouldn't have asked for, what you would have thought was too big to dream, God is going to do and beyond, and he's going to honor your family in. Promotion is here, and more is coming, says the Lord. Fruit that is lasting is here, and more is coming, says the Lord. The best days of your marriage, of your family, of ministry, of the supernatural is coming. And the Lord said to tell you, Clay, you have done Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added to you. And the Lord is going to add to you beyond what you could ask or think, the supernatural. The Lord said over you, Lindsay, that you're a woman of honor. You have honored others. You've honored your husband, and the Lord is delighted to honor you. This will be a season of honor and blessing bestowed upon you, Lindsay. I see your heart's desires being answered by God. And as soon as I saw them being answered, it was almost as if the Lord interrupted himself and said, tell her to dream bigger. Tell her to ask bigger. Tell her to write bigger dreams down. Tell her to expect bigger. This isn't a season to doubt or to ask small, says the Lord. And then I saw the gift of reconciliation. The Lord giving you the gift of reconciliation. And so I just repeat and say yes and amen to what's already been prophesied in the first service. The gift of reconciliation over marriages and over families. And it's interesting because usually we think of this as counseling. And you're going to do it in a way that seems as though it is, but I see supernatural signs and wonders flowing in a back room. That which should take years. That which the Lord did in your marriage. You have gained. The Lord has given you authority of reconciliation, but it will be supernatural in marriages and family. And I saw also the gift of faith and healing being released over the both of you. So right now, I just release and stir up. I fan the flame of the gift of reconciliation, of healing, and of faith. And I speak to the gift of faith that is already within the both of you. I fan the flame right now. I ask for the flame that's within them right now, for your wind, your Holy Spirit, to just blow right now upon them, oh God, that it would be such a wildfire that it would go into their daughters, Lord. I thank you that the gift of faith is something that will take them beyond what they could ever ask, think, or dream. So, Lord, I ask, release the supernatural. And I just heard the Lord say, yes, last year was the year of the supernatural. There was supernatural growth, but this is the year of supernatural fruit, says the Lord.
Clay, I saw over you confidence. I saw you growing in confidence. But it wasn't in yourself. It was in your God. And I saw all of the confidence that you grew in was a gift to your wife. I saw the confidence coming from your shoulders and resting on hers. I heard this, that your faith is increasing. I saw a healing and deliverance ministry, not just a few times, but I saw it over and over and over and over again. Almost like we joke and say it's like this every week at Mercy Culture, because his presence is tangible. So will it be that person after person and couple after couple experience deliverance and healing over and over and over. I saw your testimony on a large scale of mass deliverance. I actually saw you, and there was thousands of people around you, and you were giving your testimony. You were sharing your testimony, and I saw a wave of deliverance hit a group of people, and I heard that you're going to experience favor like you've never known, joy like you've never known, and this fulfillment like you've never known. Lindsay, I saw you standing in the dark, believing God, and I saw God hearing your prayers. And then I saw you teaching others how to remain in faith when they are also in the dark. And then I saw the Lord answering prayer after prayer after prayer after prayer of others. I heard this in my spirit. The fun adventure of faith is about to begin. It is a season of fun. I break the lie that ministry is a burden and ministry isn't fun. I declare it will be the greatest time of your life, the greatest joy you've ever experienced. I declare that you guys will have to pinch yourselves and say, can you believe we get to do this? At the 8:30 service, while the others were prophesying, I saw you both on a book. It was both of you. It was a full body picture of both of you on the book. But as soon as I saw the book, I knew that Lindsay wrote it. And obviously you did it together, but Lindsay, you penned it. There was a word of expanding territory that people would write this year. So Lord, I pray right now, give her the blueprints. Give her the blueprints. Give her the blueprints of everything that she's supposed to write. So as elders, we lay hands, go ahead and anoint with oil, and we declare right now, Clay and Lindsay, we set you in as the office of pastors here at Mercy Culture Church. We declare that you are blessed. We pray right now, a hedge of protection around you, angels of war about you, nothing can harm you and your family. We declare that you're blessed when you come, you're blessed when you go. I declare right now, no heaviness, no weights that try to attach itself can go on you. It's going to slip right off. I declare, even as you go home every single day and you continue to take communion as a family, we declare that no spirit can attach itself to you but the Holy Spirit. So we declare in Jesus' name, you're ready. I hear it so loud in my spirit, you're ready. The Lord is saying, you are ready. So we install you, ordain you as pastors of Mercy Culture Church, and all God's people said, amen. Come on, could you celebrate and honor Pastor Clay and Lindsay Ingram? While you're standing, can we welcome Jordan Kennedy and his wife Chandel? Jordan and Chandel have been a part of Mercy Culture from the very beginning, early teen night days. And today we are ordaining Jordan into ministry. We've asked his wife to come and lay hands and pray with us. As we prayed, Jordan and his wife were the first individuals that came forward and said, we feel called to Waco. And as we prayed, we felt like Waco needed more Mercy Culture pastors. So I'm gonna invite Pastor Les. Is Pastor Nikki in the building? Pastor Nikki, will you come and join us? And I'm gonna ask Pastor Les to begin to prophetically minister first. Elders, go ahead and just come around them.
Jordan, the Lord took me to John chapter 20, verses 1-6. It says, early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, they have taken the Lord out of the tomb and we don't know where they've put him. So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips lying there. And verse 8 says, finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and he believed. I heard the Lord say, you've allowed yourself to be the unnamed other disciple, the one whom the Lord loved. You've allowed others to go before you, even though your love and passion for Jesus brought you there first. I heard the Holy Spirit say, you are the weeping prophet, and that your tears have power. The Lord said, your tears will give you strength. You will pray and cry your way to strength. And as they prophesied over you during the first service, and everyone talked about the many tools that you have in your tool chest. The staff around Mercy Culture called Jordan the Swiss Army knife because he can do anything. As they were prophesying that over you, I saw you standing over a tool chest that was crammed full of tools, and you were frantically searching for the tool that you needed to solve the problem that lied before you. And sometimes when we have so many tools in our tool chest, it can seem overwhelming to choose the right one. You began to cry out to the Lord and weep. And as you cried and your tears hit the tools, they disappeared one by one by one until there was only one left. They began to melt away through your tears. I heard the Lord say that the tears of your intercession will show you which way to go. The tears of your intercession will reveal to you what tools to use. And so, Jordan Kennedy, don't stop weeping. Don't stop weeping. Don't stop weeping before the Lord. Father, break his heart for what breaks yours. In the name of Jesus.
As I walked up here this morning, Jordan, I saw dirty sandals on your feet. And I saw dust all over you. And what I saw, what I felt like the Lord was revealing, is that you have walked with him. People will recognize the spirit that rests on you because you have walked with him. You have walked with him in the secret. You have walked with him in the open. You have rested with him. You have warred with him. You have fought with him. And you have dined with him. And I just saw that as you walk through the city of Waco, you will leave trails of dust as it falls off when you walk. And people are going to recognize it. And they're going to want to follow it. And they're going to want to see where you go. And they're going to want to draw closer to the Lord because they see how you act and how you don't seek attention. You don't seek the spotlight. You seek to please the Father. You speak what the Father says. You don't add to and you don't take away. Your mouth is a mouthpiece for Him, and I just see His pleasure on you. And Chandel, I saw you weeping, and not out of sorrow. I saw you weeping with great joy for what's to come. I feel like the Lord is going to begin to wake you up with visions and dreams of what He's going to be doing. And He's also going to use you as a mouthpiece. He's going to give you the exact words to say when you're supposed to speak. And I see your tears, like in Revelation, where it says that the incense of prayer and the tears will tip the bowls of incense. I see that your tears are so beautifully aligned with what His desire is for not just our city and the surrounding cities, but for the nation and the world, that you will tip the bowls of incense with your tears and with your cry of your heart for His children and His sons and His daughters to return to Him. I see you being a great support. I see you being a great support to your husband. And your children will rise and call you blessed. I thank you for them, Jesus.
So, Jordan, the Lord showed me you as a Timothy. And He said, you're being sent and ordained as a pastor and teacher of the gospel. Timothy carried the gift of faith, but Paul reminded him to stir up the gifts God had given him and not to back down because of his age, fear, timidity. There was no reason that Paul gave him to back down from walking in the gifts that God had called him to. 1 Timothy 4:11 through 16, command and teach these things. Let no one despise you for your youth. But set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. That is you. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of the scripture, to exhortation, and to teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given to you by prophecy when the councils of elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things. Immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress. And keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by doing so, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Jordan, you are worthy to be followed because your King is Jesus. Just felt to tell you today, you are worthy to be followed because you follow your Savior, Jesus. So today we ordain you, we lay hands on you, and send you today as a minister of the gospel, as a teacher of the gospel. I declare timidity and fear has no hold. I declare that nothing that the enemy says to you gets any attention or foothold. But I bind every lying spirit in the name of Jesus that would try to speak otherwise of what your heavenly Father has given you in your tool belt and in your weapons of warfare. For you are entering a season where you will use them all. But I hear the Lord saying that the intimacy with you is going to unveil a new tool, and it is teaching the gospel. Through your encounters with Him, you are going to hear His voice so clearly, Jordan. I've just felt the Lord whisper to me, tell Him that's not all just for Him. It's not all just for your marriage, for your household. How beautiful that is, says the Lord. But this is a season you are going into to release the words of the Lord into the body of Christ. Chandel, I saw you as a voice piece of courage into your husband. that in the moments that he is tempted to back down, in the moments he is tempted with doubt, in the moments he is tempted with whatever the enemy wants to bring his way, I saw you as a fierce voice, as courage. Years ago, it was prophesied over me, Shandell, in the beginning of our marriage, and I just felt the Lord remind me that I was my husband's backbone. And I felt the Lord say to tell you, you are your husband's backbone. The days that he feels like falling to his knees, or that he can't do it, or feels like giving up, I see you standing straight and tall with him, keeping his eyes on the things above. So Lord, we just bless this couple today. We stir up, we fan the flame of this gift of teaching the gospel, of this intimacy with you, and of boldness. I fan this flame of boldness within you, Jordan, and I declare you will not bow to the fears of this world or to timidity. But Lord, I thank you that the gift of faith that was within Timothy, that was passed down from his grandparents, I declare from you, Heavenly King, this gift of faith leads and guides him and his family and Mercy Culture Waco. In Jesus' mighty name.
I heard over you, bringer of peace. I saw you bringing peace to chaotic situations. And I saw you personally bringing peace and ministering to Pastor Les and Nikki over and over. I saw them going through the troubles, the weight, the situations of ministry. And I saw you bringing peace and words of peace. You did this one time in a boardroom where we brought you in and we asked your advice on something. And your advice was full of peace. And just like what you did for the elders, you will do over and over and over for Pastor Les and Nikki and the community of Mercy Culture Waco. I saw you walking into chaotic situations and introducing people to your Prince of Peace. We've used this phrase, Pastor Les has said it over Waco, that Waco is the tip of the spear of the church planting of Mercy Culture. I saw you as the tip of the spear in Waco. I saw you prayer walking new areas. I saw you loosening the enemy's grip over areas. I saw you like an intercessor going even before it. And then Pastor Les would say, hey, I feel this over this area. I feel this over this area of the city. And you had already been there seeding the way in intercession. Pastor Abe coined the phrase, put it on the board, Swiss Army knife. That's what we call you. That's what we have talked about you in behind boardroom meetings, all of these tools that you had. And just, I would say yes and amen to every prophetic word that's gone forth in the first service and this one. Is I heard the Lord saying this, that every tool will be used. So the elders lay hands on you, Jordan, and we ordain you as a shepherd, as a pastor in Mercy Culture Church and Mercy Culture Waco. We declare right now, let a hedge of protection be over your family. We declare angels of war about you. Nothing can harm you. We declare the blessing of the Lord is on you in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, put your hands together and just honor Pastor Jordan Kennedy. And since you're standing, why don't you welcome Evelyn? Where's Evelyn? Invite the elders to come around her.
You're just loved a little bit. Just a little bit. I can only imagine what your Heavenly Father feels. Evelyn, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I heard the Lord shout a word over you. You're a seer. I heard him say, you're a seer. You've seen, but you're about to see so much more. Fear and doubt has been confronted, says the Lord. It had to be removed because it was your limitation to seeing, says the Lord. But you will see much further and in multiple directions, far and wide. I saw you seeing prophetic images, names, pictures. God's voice will come to you quickly. Yes, this is the gift of the prophetic. What Pastor Abe, and I believe everybody else already prophesied over you this morning, he is releasing fully the gift and the mantle of a prophet. God is multiplying it. He is releasing it over you. Your mouth will speak loud and bold in this season, Evelyn. The Lord says, don't look to your left or to your right. Don't look to your peers for a green light. He says, keep your eyes on me. I literally saw that temptation, looking to those that were running with you before to see if this new bold Evelyn was okay. But he says, don't look to them for a green light. Keep your eyes on me. Obey me, says the Lord. I see comfortability being broke off of you in this season. And a boldness as you have never experienced is coming on you. Those that you look to for guidance prior. In fact, I heard the Lord say in the last service, it's not written down, but it goes with what I wrote last night. Those that you look to for guidance prior have been looking to you for your guidance as you operate in this boldness. And I heard the Lord say in the last service over you, the moment I put my hands on you, Naomi. And I know you're not offended by following Ev, because you're humble. But the Lord said, Naomi, you've been leading all along. You've been leading others into their redemptive territory. And the Lord says it's a season that he is leading you into redemption. Philippians 1, 12 through 14. I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. I felt the Lord saying the things that have happened to you, what you have gone through in your past, it is a badge of honor, Evelyn, because it is serving to advance the gospel so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all that rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of my brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. I felt the Lord say over you, Ev, all of the things of yesterday, see, so many of the things that you've been through are the very things that causes bitterness in others. In fact, that was a temptation of Naomi, was to call herself Mara, which meant bitter. But the Lord didn't allow it, and he hasn't allowed it in you. The very things that you have gone through and triumphed through, the Lord says redemption is here. And the things that you saw then, I see you. The seeing gift, this gift of prophecy being magnified, where you carry others into redemption. See, this never could have happened. I'm going back and forth between what the Lord said last night and what I'm feeling now, because it's winding together. But Evelyn, you said no to the temptation of unforgiveness and bitterness. Now watch what the Lord is going to do. I saw you taking great risks, Evelyn. The Lord said he has exponentially grown leadership gifts on your life for this reason, to lead bold. I sense taking risks hasn't always been a huge thing for you in the past, but I see you taking big risk with the Lord and seeing great fruit from it, and I see a joy. And in fact, when I saw this joy and freedom. You were actually dancing around, and you were having so much fun with laughter on your face as you were taking risks. Because the Lord, it says, I see a joy and freedom coming on you through this process with the Lord. So take the risk and trust the Lord and be bold. So Lord, today I stir up the gift of prophecy. I release. Landon, will you come stand with me? the gift of prophecy we release over you right now. I fan the flame of a seer. We fan the flame of boldness. And I tell you, fear, you have no authority. So go in the name of Jesus. And I declare your feet are no longer in bondage. As Paul said, his imprisonment served as fearlessness and boldness. So Lord, I declare today that this mantle of a seer, that everywhere she goes, the images, the things that she sees, the things that she hears, Evelyn, I see you all over in a public square saying, thus saith the Lord. I see you prophesying over perfect strangers. I see you laying hands on children and them being healed. In fact, this is a spirit of a mother, says the Lord. This is part of that gift of Naomi of putting others before yourself. And the Lord says that there will be many spiritual children, sons and daughters. I see them coming around you and grabbing hold of your leg, and they are blessed because they are in alignment with the blessing that is on your life. So today we bless, release, and anoint your daughter Evelyn in Jesus' mighty name.
I heard power, love, and a sound mind. Power, love, and a sound mind. Power, love, and a sound mind. We all know the scripture in 1 Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy, but it goes on to say, power, love, and sound mind. The Lord is giving you these three things. A sound mind is a redefined mind, a renewed mind, a strategic mind, a mind that is a vessel that accesses the mind of God. I declare that you will know the mind of Christ. I saw in the Spirit that you will show and teach others the benefits of leading from the shadows. When everybody wants to be in the spotlight, few people know that you've been behind Pastor Jasmine for about a decade, ministering, putting two that puts 10,000 to flight. And I saw the entire time, even why there is promotion on Pastor Jasmine and a public favor that's been on her. I saw every time something was added to Pastor Jasmine publicly, something was added to you privately. And I saw you storing up. I saw you storing up. I saw you building up this spiritual arsenal for such a time and season. Thus is this. At the 8:30 service, when other people were prophesying over you, I saw you stand as a pillar, and there's you're standing against a spirit of religion. I saw religion coming against you, and I saw religion could not take you down. And I say yes and amen. Even you and Pastor Matt are entering a season of preparation to even the office of a prophet. Hear the Lord saying, come and find me. He's inviting you into a secret place to hear his. I hear this over you, Evelyn. I hear it over you, Pastor Matt Wakefield. His audible voice. His audible voice. But today, we ordain you. Elders lay hands on you. And we install you as a shepherd and as a pastor in this house. So we declare a hedge of protection around you. We declare angels of war around you. Nothing can harm you. I declare right now the blessing of the Lord is on you. And today, the elders of this house endorse and bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, if there's a yes and amen, just go ahead and put your hands together and let Pastor Evelyn know that you love her. This isn't a part of the prophetic ministry, but Pastor Evelyn is single. And if you would like an opportunity to go on a date, I'm taking applications. My email is landon@mercyculture.com. Please leave your resume and a screenshot of your bank account, and I will go over that. Hey, last time I did this, Pastor Jasmine got proposed to, so I'm just saying. Some of you think I'm laughing. Some of you are like, what did he say his email was? What did he say? We're going to pray one more scripture over all of these pastors together. If you would just stretch your hands towards them. We're going to pray 1 Samuel 2:35. And here's what it says. And I pray this over all of these pastors and every pastor of Mercy Culture in every campus we ever plant. We declare to over them that you would raise them up as faithful priests, that they would forever do according, Father, to what is in your heart and is in your mind. And I declare that they will build up a sure house, and they will go in and out of the presence of God forever. We pray this over these pastors in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said amen and amen. You may be seated. When I look up at these spiritual leaders at the 8:30 service, I was looking across the stage and I couldn't help but notice I didn't see them just as pastors. But when I looked up at this group of people, what came to my mind first was servants. Everyone on this stage has done whatever was asked and whatever wasn't asked but needed to be done. These individuals have faithfully served this house and this community for years. Felt the Lord tell me that there was an impartation for others in the room this morning. This will just take a few minutes. But this morning, if you feel that there's a call of God on your life for the fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, if that has either been spoken over your life or if that's been something that has been on your heart, if it makes you nervous and excited and you feel that kick in your spirit, that drawn towards that, it's not everybody, but it's a few people. If you feel that there's a call of God on your life for any of the fivefold ministry gifts all over this place in the balcony, would you stand to your feet all over this place? If you're watching online, just raise your hand if that's you. Jesus said, the greatest among you is not the apostles, it's not the prophets, it's none of the fivefold ministry. He said, the greatest is the servant. If you follow me around the church, I do something all the time. I pick up paper. I intentionally don't put my name on websites, my face on billboards. We just put Cross Equals Mercy. I don't think of myself as the pastor in charge. I want to be a servant. And so if I see paper, this morning I stopped my truck, I was here before the sun was up. I saw paper in the parking lot, so I'll get it, because this is God's house. This morning at the 8:30 service, my youngest son, he just turned 3 years old in January. He was with me. And every Tuesday, we're in here for staff prayer and SLS students worship, and every Tuesday, him and I walk together and just pray. So he's used to being in here when you're not, and he just walks around the sanctuary with me. And this morning, I was worshiping with them, And he grabbed my hand and he said, Dad, let's walk. So for the first service, we walked the entire worship set all around the bottom floor over and over and over and over. And for about 35 minutes or whatever it was, over and over, he stopped and he picked up paper. And he picked up crumbs. He probably picked up 20 or 30 different pieces. And he would run over to me and he would put it in my hand and I'd take it, put it in my pocket. And there's still some crumbs in my pocket right now. And we walked around the whole time during worship and did this. He's 3 years old. I've never once asked or told my three-year-old to pick up paper in the sanctuary. He's just seen his daddy do it over and over and over. I felt in my spirit as he was walking around, I said, there's something prophetic on this morning. I didn't know what it was until we reached this point of the service where I felt that there was gonna be an impartation of a servant's heart into some of you this morning. Not an anointing for a stage, not an anointing for a microphone, not an anointing to have your name in lights, but anointing to serve like Pastor Evelyn has done behind the scenes for years and years and years, like Seth Morrow has done, setting up in a high school, like Clay Ingram dripping in sweat, changing his clothes as we set up in a Pasco high school, as these individuals that have for years just serving God's house. It is the greatest honor. Jesus said, I did not come to this world to be served, but I came to serve. I believe this morning that there's an impartation of a servant's heart. And so if you desire to be in full-time ministry, if you feel it is the call of God on your life, if there's a yes and amen and that's you, then lift your hands all over this place and prepare your hearts to receive. Pastors, elders, I'd ask you to stretch your hands towards these people. If you see someone with their hands lifted, go ahead and lay hands on their shoulders this morning. And would you just ask the Lord for an impartation of a servant's heart? Would you just ask the Lord right now, would you make their heart burn for what burn makes for your heart burns for? Would you make their heart break for what your heart breaks for? I saw a vision of cracks in a foundation and I saw you mending the cracks. Father, I pray that they would see people. I pray that they would see needs. I pray that they would see everything that it takes to lift the hands and lift the arms of people. I pray that you would prepare them to be the doers of the ministry, to equip them to be the workers of the ministry. Father, I pray right now that you would take out of them anything in their heart, Father, that is full of ambition. And I pray that they would just have a burden, Father, to make you famous and make you known. Father, I pray that this would be a congregation of the greatest servants you've ever seen. I feel this prompting in my spirit that the Lord has put different things on some of your hearts to serve in this church, and you've been waited to be asked. And I believe the Lord is bringing a father's correction, and he's asking you to step in, to step up and serve. Father, I pray, Holy Spirit, would you expose the distractions and excuses that an enemy brought to keep people from serving where you've called them to serve. Come on, lift your hands high one more time. I pray right now that the mantle of a servant come and rest on your sons and daughters right now. In Jesus' name, come on, breathe in the presence of God right now.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Mercy Culture Church. If this podcast has blessed you, we'd like to encourage you to share it with a friend. To learn more about us, find us on social media and online at mercyculture.com.